joining us live now from New Orleans for an update on the spill, AP correspondent Warren Levinson. And Warren, I want to first start with the, I'm sure you've heard about these scientists who are now saying that the crude isn't the only dangerous thing gushing from the burst well in the Gulf. They say oil is especially high in methane gas. I mean, methane's, I guess the gas is part normally part of it, but it's this oil is really high. Explain why it's a concern.
Well, Penny, sure, you can see the oil, and you know how to pick up liquid or at least try to get it out of water. Gas, of course, you can't see, but apparently, according to a Texas A&M researcher who's been looking at this, what's gushing from that well is 40% methane gas. Typically, in an oil well, it's 5% methane. And now, methane in the water isn't completely understood what its effects might be, but you figure it can't be good.
Yeah, is there a concern that it would suffocate sea life?
There's a concern. There's that concern. There's the concern that it displaces oxygen in some way. There was an earlier study done by another oceanographer who studied a long plume that was drifting away from the gusher and found that it led to there was a lot less oxygen in the water. And of course, if you drop the oxygen levels, you run the risk of dead zones in the water where nothing can grow.
Well, BP yesterday was burning again. Is it because of this methane gas or it something else? And I'm also wondering why so long between the burns. They were burning the oil very early and then had to stop because of winds and the waves, but you haven't seemed to be doing that lately.
Well, typically you flare when you're drilling for oil, you flare off excess gas. So they are flaring off some gas, and they're burning oil. And the reason why the burning stops and starts is you have these still unstable or unsteady platforms in the water, and you don't want an accident. And also, as you point out, with wind directions, you know, there's the issue of burning lots and lots of oil. You have air pollution issues. There are some scientists who say that the particulates in the air will be noticeable as far away as Baton Rouge.
Yeah. All right. Now we want to get to Coast Guard Admiral Tad Allen. One parish president in Louisiana says the admiral is not the right man to oversee the federal response to the oil spill. Why not? And is there any reaction from Allen or the White House on this?
There's no reaction from Allen or the White House. Allen says he's just trying to do his job. Allen says you're going to have disagreements because nobody's really ever tried to do anything like this before, coordinate this many different interests, this many different stakeholders, this many different local, state, federal governments. So, yes, it is going to be like herding cats occasionally. One point of contention yesterday was Governor Bobby Jindal running around saying, hey, we have these vacuums mounted on barges. They can suck up a lot of oil. Why is the Coast Guard not approving them? And late in the day, Allen said, well, the reason that we were not as fast to approve them as some other people might have wanted was we wanted to make sure they were safe. The last thing we want is somebody working on this spill to actually get hurt, and then we'd have another set of criticism on our hands.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's that it's taking so long, though. We're 60 days into this, and you would have thought that all of the options in terms of vacuums and that sort of thing, or where you put a boom or where you put a berm, would be settled by now. And
except that these are not simple questions. You know, on the one hand, you could say, hey, here's what we need to do in order to protect the wetlands. We have to put new jetties and put barriers up in the passes between the barrier islands, and that will keep the oil out. And then you run into issues of pipes under the ground, under the water. You run into issues of navigation. And, you know, multiply that by 100, and none of these questions are simply decided.
Yeah, certainly. And we've heard so much of the frustration from the hundreds, if not thousands, of shrimp boats or shrimp fishermen out there who were standing ready to help if they could. Is there still that frustration that people are standing by saying, hey, I wish I could help, but I just can't because of red tape or something else?
It isn't so much red tape, but it is simply a matter of actually formulating a plan. So much of this is being done on the spot. Those vacuums we talked about a minute ago, they didn't exist a month ago. They existed, but they existed to suck up oil on rigs on land. And so a certain amount of adaptation had to be done to make sure these things worked, to get them to work. And in fact, they now suck up more oil now than they could have a month ago.
Well, I know, but we remain frustrated. We know it's complicated, but we remain frustrated.
Oh, we're all frustrated. Yeah. It's incredibly frustrating, and it will continue to be frustrating until those relief wells are dug and are finished. And the last, at least, tiny glimmer of good news is that one of those relief wells is a little bit ahead of schedule, but nobody's promising it's going to be done early.
Well, there you go. Warren Levinson in New Orleans. Thank you so much.
It's
5:38.